Some homeless people and supporters are pushing back against plans to close the jungle encampment under I-5. They interrupted Monday's Seattle City Council meeting, and they say they plan to keep on fighting. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
I think the plan is just to march in. The meeting.
The protesters included people who live in the jungle or at other homeless shelters, and some concerned citizens, like 66-year-old Annie Beach, who wonders
why these people have been treated like animals. They're not. They're human beings.
Beach says she can't fathom how the city can evict hundreds of people from the encampment. The protesters briefly disrupted the council meeting, then rallied outside the mayor's office. The jungle's been in the spotlight since two people were killed there in January. City and state officials aim to clear the camp in the coming weeks and help connect people with shelters.
Where are we supposed to go? Into resources that are already smashed and overflowing.
That's Kevin Newsom. He's lived in the jungle a few months. He knows the camp is dirty and hazardous. He's been hospitalized four times recently for bacterial infections. But like many others, he says affordable housing is impossible to find.
So when you start looking at the reality of what's happening, these tent cities are a must.
Some council members are still questioning the plan, and the eviction date is still unknown. But Annie Beach, the concerned citizen, says she's worried for that day to arrive.
Some people's going to get hurt, and it's going to be bloody. I believe that. I truly believe that.
The group plans to hold another demonstration Friday at Westlake Center. At Seattle City Hall, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.